Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am joined by Prash Chandramohan, Product Marketing at Informatica, and Joe Updegrove, Managing Director in the Data and Analytics Practice at KPMG. So Prash, there have obviously been lots of business challenges over the last year, but what are some of the key data challenges your customers are facing, and how is technology helping them?
Yeah, so there are many challenges companies are facing as they grapple from the horrors of this crisis that we are in. At the highest level, their challenge arises from the fact that they just don't have a strategic focus on data. Now, since the data is not coming to their rescue, companies are in many industries that we work with are struggling to meet their customer expectations, moving from selling in physical store to meeting customers where they are these days, which is mobile and other digital channels, as you know. Companies are also struggling with disruption in supply chain as borders are getting closed and the factories are getting shutting down. That's a really big challenge. Now, all of this can be attributed to bad quality data. Generally, there is very low confidence in data across functions due to a lack of standards that they have. We also find companies can't find answer to simple questions such as how many customers they have or what products or services those customers use from them. One example I can share here is a CEO of one of the top-ranked business school that we work with couldn't get an answer to a very simple question he had for his team. He simply just wanted to know how many of the school's alumni work at big tech companies like Google so they can run a fundraising campaign. So it took his team an entire week to find an answer to that simple question.
Yeah, and I just want to further emphasize that last point you made, Prash, around an organization's ability to answer very simple questions, because we see this all the time. And it's really pretty straightforward. If you haven't spent the time to focus on getting the data right, then the answers you are looking for will continue to be elusive. Meaning, if there's no connectivity between your business glossary and when the data actually resides within your organization, then how will you ever fully understand your data? If there are no data quality rules in place, either on the application front end or on the back end, then how will you know if your data is accurate? And if you haven't incorporated some level of master data management, then how can you confirm that the customer, Joseph Updegrove, is the same as Joe Updegrove, or whether he lives in Manhattan or Baltimore, and what his product preferences are?
Yeah, that's a good example. On the customer data side, Joe, you can imagine what it is like to have a name like Prash Chandramohan. I've never been successful communicating my name to a customer service rep on a call when I am on. I often use names like Alan or Bill when I'm on a Starbucks counter, for example, just to make everybody life easier a bit. Now, similar data quality challenges exist when it comes to product or supplier data as well. Oftentimes, supplier data is fragmented across supply chain management and ERP systems, making it extremely hard to understand the full picture of supplier relationships and kind of get a better understanding of the rates they give you so you can negotiate better price with them. Now, product information, on the other hand, has long form descriptions, customer reviews, images, videos, etc. You can look at one of the Amazon products right now. We work with companies that manage product data centrally using product information management system that helps them reduce the return rates, boost conversion, and increase average shopping cart size. This is a very real problem companies face. Now, finance as a function faces similar challenges as well, as they spend a great deal of time integrating data for reporting, forecasting, analysis, and financial closing of the books at the end of the quarter. And then we work with many leaders who have huge focus on customer experience. There are challenges with scaling their efforts to address explosion in customer data. Look, in today's customer-centric world, just knowing Joe's name and zip code of where he lives and what he does is not enough. We need to know Joe at a personal level, his preferences, the food and fitness choices that he makes, and a lot more. And that helps companies approach you with better channels and better personalized offers that are very relevant for you and attract you. We are seeing the use of AI here, both for the simple task like data matching, as well as delivering contextual insights that combine billions of data points about you. So you see why we both of us are now hooked to these apps when we talk about buying from our couches and stuff. Data is really behind the scene doing the work there, Joe.
For sure, Prash. And those points that you just made around getting to know Joe at a more personal level, I think I'm okay with that as long as the data is kind of taken care of in a secure and data privacy is maintained and all those types of things. Maybe a few other challenges I'd highlight are the fact that, one, the cloud is now very real and therefore requires real efforts to determine how to drive that transition. And two, I'd say, is all about how we can leverage technology to truly enable the enterprise, both at the people and process level, but then using underlying technology to enable. For the point around cloud adoption, it feels like we've been having these conversations for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. But given the widespread adoption of cloud services across many different domains within an organization, the cloud is definitely here and it's here to stay. And the really great thing about moving to the cloud is that it makes the ability to scale, automate, increase speed, all those things so much easier, especially when considering capabilities such as data quality, analytics, perhaps standing up a data marketplace, et cetera. As another example, maybe for master data management, the computing power of cloud will make that match merge process that much faster. The execution of business rules will be quicker, and searches can be executed more efficiently as well. The last challenge, and maybe it ties all this together, is the ability to create an underlying solution architecture that seamlessly integrates all these components we've been talking about, especially given the many different vendors in the market today. I've often said that Informatica reminds me of a symphony orchestra in its ability to pull together many different components across data management and governance, and that's a really powerful differentiator when it comes to developing a comprehensive data strategy. We at KPMG have developed a really deep perspective on what we call the connected enterprise, which we could probably have a whole separate podcast on in and of itself, which is really the ability to leverage capabilities across the front, middle, and back office. And platforms like Informatica really help to enable that connectivity, especially the newly launched Intelligent Data Management Cloud. So that ability to bring the data together, create something that can be trusted, and then serve it back up to the different parts of the organization is just really powerful.
So with that all said, and Joe sticking with you, what are the first three things customers should do to get started on their data management initiatives?
Only three? No, but seriously, and I think we can limit this or at least start with kind of three key areas. And this is really where the rubber hits the road. The best recommendation we give to our clients when they are kicking off a data initiative is think big, but start small. Don't try to take everything on all at once and fall into this analysis paralysis mode where you try to address everything, but then nothing ends up getting done.
That's a good point, starting point, Joe. And as part of that thinking big, it's also important for an organization to set a vision as to where they want to be. Sometimes it can be just a few months, and in some cases, it is a multi-year vision. You need to really know what your grand plan is. And once you have that plan, evaluate your current data landscape and understand what are the challenges that are stopping you from getting to that vision.
Exactly right, Prash. Kind of setting that vision, setting that North Star, where does your organization want to head? So think big, but then start small. The second thing I say is to identify opportunities to bring immediate value to the business and prioritize those activities accordingly. This idea of business value is really critical and will help in a few ways. First, it will help the organization get tangible benefits in a shorter window, which then helps to drive further adoption. Second, by prioritizing and breaking up those use cases, it supports an iterative approach to design and build, and then allows an organization to determine what works, what doesn't, especially when scaling to the broader enterprise. And lastly, it allows an organization to stand up supporting business processes, get people aligned, and acquire and configure technology like Informatica to enable those people and processes. And then the third thing that customers should do when kicking off a data initiative is really to identify and empower key leaders that can make decisions and make sure there is a sponsor to drive this change, whether that's on the business or the IT side. Listen, I've been in the technology and data space for the last 20 years, and I love the cool stuff we get to do. I know Prash does as well. But at the end of the day, all these data decisions are driven by people. So there has to be appropriate leadership assigned. There has to be a sponsor engaged that can help drive forward the change. And then there has to be collaboration between the IT and business to get the job done.
That's a good point, Joe. And we all love data, don't we? And I must add, set up a phased approach to get to your destination, right? I can't emphasize this enough. Be realistic in setting your goals for each phase and ensure you're using the best tools and technologies that are available to you. I like what you said about Informatica's data management offering and our partnership with KPMG. It really works like that symphony orchestra when you have the right tools and the people who have done it again and again and know what works and what doesn't. And that's a great combination, Joe.
Prash, Joe, this has been a great conversation, really interesting and informative. I want to thank you for your time, for your insights today. To our listeners, we hope you have enjoyed this podcast and we'll connect with you on a future episode. Thanks again.